This is October 22nd, 2012, Mind Traps.
Good evening. Such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make us each aware of that essential truth of our being. When we use the word essential truth of our being, if you get nothing out of this class and all the times that you come, if you get a sense that you are not separated from the universe at all, that you are part of the universe, that the universe is actually in you and through you, that you're connected to this whole thing, that would mean a great deal to not only to me, but to yourselves. That is what I'm trying to teach you, that this thing that we're talking about, this thing that we call God and all, you are it, and it is you. There is no separation whatsoever. And that you can use this power, we say the power for good is the only power in the universe, you can use this power by aligning your thinking with the universe's thinking. And what is the universe's thinking? The universe's thinking is always good, is always better, is always more, is always doing. And if you can keep that going in your consciousness, in your thinking, your life will change. You know, it's just in the recent this generation, my parents grew up in a different generation, and certainly my grandparents, they never knew that they could influence their world. They never knew that. It's only lately that we know that we can influence the world that we live in with our thinking, with our thoughts. And there's more and more information coming out about the power of the mind. And you've heard that and you've seen that. But everything that is around is because of your thinking, because of your mind. It's a society that we live in, this world that we live in, the wars that we have, all the things start in mind. Nothing starts outside of mind. You must first have something in your consciousness that goes on. There are some people who absolutely believe that this is so strong that the mass thinking, race mind, or a collective consciousness gets so powerful that that is how a Hitler arises. A Hitler just doesn't come onto the scene. We bring it onto the scene with our thinking, with our minds. That's why I want you to know how powerful your mind is. We call this science of mind. We used to call it religious science. You can call it anything you want. And yes, we talk about the thing itself, which we call God. But the main thing to learn is that it's your mind that is doing everything. And it's doing everything to you. And when you can change your thinking, you can change the outside of life. And right now, what's going on in the world is going on in the world because of the way we are thinking. One day we will start thinking differently and something else will happen. How do we know the power that the mind has so much power? Do you remember when one of the shuttles were off course and was going to do something, blow up, or whatever it was going to do, or not be returned to Earth? People prayed, and there were enough people praying, and the power of that prayer, which is mind, corrected that. And that shuttle landed safely. This is how much power you have. And we say prayer changes things. Prayer always changes things. And what prayer changes is your mind. It changes your mind. So you want to always hold yourself in the highest esteem. You want to see yourself as that worthy and deserving, lovable person that matters. This is what you have to do for yourself. As I tell you, brand name churches and other institutions are not going to do that for you. And we were raised with families that did not understand this. So sometimes we do not hear it enough, how wonderful we are. And we have to do that for ourselves. We have to tell ourselves how wonderful we are. We have to tell ourselves how powerful we are. And if you can do that, and you can say, I'm using the power of the universe. The power of the universe is working in as and through me. It's bringing to me right here and right now everything that I desire, everything that I want. It will start to do that. Why is that so? Because it's always done unto you as you believe. That is one of the immutable laws of the universe. It's always done unto you as you believe. Henry Ford was the one who said, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. The mind backs you up in everything. So if you're thinking wrong thoughts about yourself, change those things. We have the power to transform ourselves. The power to transform ourselves. And we transform ourselves by transforming our thinking. It's called the renewal of your mind. We renew our mind. We renew our thinking. And when we do that, we start to see things differently. But they are proving more and more of how powerful the human mind is. And I think I told you before, they decided if they build a computer that could do everything that the human mind could do, it would take up half the United States. That's how powerful, but we're not taught that. We are not taught how clever and quick the mind is. Rose, you should know how clever your mind is and what a computer you have there, because you play cards and you know your mind tells you what to do sometimes, but you have to listen to that. Card games are very good for your mind. They'll keep you young and they'll keep your mind young, all that stuff. So we know now that the mind can change, that the mind is not stuck in a groove, that we can change ourselves at any time. More and more information is coming out about the mind. And I hope that I'm still around when they finally tell us exactly how to use it so that everyone can share in this thing. That's why there is, when we can say that there's prosperity and abundance everywhere, why don't some people have that prosperity and abundance? Because of their thinking. They think they live in a world of lack and limitation. We do not live in a world of lack and limitation. But if you believe that, that's as far as your mind is going to go. So what we are trying to do is rethink things and see things in a different light. What we are trying to do is know the truth. And what do we know? When we know the truth, it's the truth that sets us free. It's the truth that sets you free to be able to think differently about yourselves. That is what we want to do. But we fall into what we call these mind traps all the time, because the mind does not want you to know that. How many people here still do not know that the mind is yours to use? You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. You can use your mind the way you want to use it. And we think, oh no, the mind just has a life of its own. It doesn't have a life of its own. You have to know that you're the thinker behind the thought. You are the one that's doing the thinking. You're the one that's putting all those thoughts in or allowing them to spin around inside of your head. You can stop them. Why do you want to entertain them? Just tell them to go back to the nothingness from whence they came. Now, the little things that we do know about the mind, the one main thing about the mind is it does not want to change, because it always takes the road of least resistance. It forms patterns, it forms habits, and you keep thinking the same way, and you say, well, that's just the way I am. But that's not just the way you are. You can break any habit. Sometimes it's a little more difficult, but you can break out of any thought pattern, because they're only thought patterns. That's all we're ever talking about, is a pattern of thought or a mindset. So if your mindset is not where you want it to be, you have to change it. And you run into people, well, minds that are in different countries, they're in different states, they're in different communities. There's a mindset that goes on. And then you develop a mindset from your family. And you have to know, why am I thinking this way? I can change this thinking. I can see myself differently. And when you're able to do that, then you have control of your mind. You have control of all of that. But till we do that, we don't. And then, excuse me, then we start to believe in this thing of chance and accident and all these things, where there's no such thing as chance or accident. No such thing as chance or accident. We are doing everything. Everything is happening. Everything that is happening to us is happening because we're allowing it. As a friend of mine used to say, nothing is happening to me. I am the happening. And you have to know that. You are the happening. Nothing on the outside of life is happening. It just looks like it's happening. What you are looking at is a movie. It's a very convincing movie. And you can change that movie by changing your thinking. How many people used to think that this, that, or the other thing, and now we've changed that thinking. So you don't think the same as you used to. You can't. So my family, and of course my grandparents, never knew that they could influence the world in any way, shape, or form. We are learning that we do that, and we do that with our mind. And that has been scientifically proven. Because when you observe something, you change the whole thing. You know, they have to do these blind experiments and so forth in laboratories and so forth. Because if you have in mind, we'll use the idea of quantum mechanics. If the scientist is looking for the quark, we'll say, to be solid, it will be solid. If he's looking for it to be a wave, it will be a wave. It will change because of the attitude in the observer's mind. And we do that all the time with our minds. When we observe something, we put a stamp on it. We say, oh, that wasn't good, or this was good, or I didn't like. We do that. But we can change the outside of life by changing first what we're thinking about it. Well, we do that. We jump to conclusions, we judge by appearances, and we allow our mind to take control. The mind loves to control you, but you are not your mind. You are the one that is doing that to your own self. Once you realize that, you can stop it. And many people worry, and they go on about this, that, and the other thing. You can stop that. You know, this. It's just a habit. To worry is just a habit. What is going to happen out there? You see, you always have to go back to the idea that all is God. And if God is all there is, or this thing we call good is all there is, or the universe is all there is, and you are one with that universe, and that's a good universe, then you have to be part of that, and you have to be that, have that same quality. And we don't know that about ourselves. So, in this lifetime, learn that you are one with the universe. That you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. And don't fall into the mind traps. We've discussed many different things about the mind and how it traps you into different ways of thinking, which are completely wrong. The mind comes up with all kinds of scenarios. This is going to go wrong, that is going to go wrong, blah, 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 blah. And then that never happens. But you've wasted all that time and energy thinking that something bad is going to happen. Why don't you think that all things good are going to happen to you? All things good are going to happen to you. Everything is good. If God is all there is nothing out there besides God. It's the world that tells us that there's some other power going on. There is no other power in the universe. There's only one power, and we are one with that. They would like to tell you that there's a power for bad and so forth, and I'm not saying that bad things do not happen. But they are happening because of your thinking, not because of the universe. So, we just change our thinking. So tonight, what I want to do is come up with the idea of how your mind compares. You see, you cannot compare yourself to anybody or anything. It just will not work. Why can't you compare yourself to anybody? Well, that's like comparing apples and oranges. You can't compare apples and oranges. We are unique individuals of this thing called God. We are unique expressions of this thing called God. So when the mind looks out and says, oh, that person's better than you are, nicer looking than you are, richer than you are, all this, then you start to compare. And when you start to compare, you take yourself right down the rabbit hole. You cannot compare yourself to anyone. The world loves to compare people. We are unique individuals. There has never been anyone on this planet like you. And there will never be anyone like you. You are one of a kind. You are one of a kind. Try to remember that. So when you think that your mind is thinking differently than other people's, it probably is. Do you want to think like everybody else? No. What you want to think are good thoughts about yourself. Don't compare anything to anything because you cannot do them. Everything is unique. And especially human beings are unique. We all know that there are all the snow that has ever fallen on this planet. No two snowflakes have ever been the same. And no two individuals on this planet have ever been the same. Now you may think, oh, well, I know twins. There's always a slight difference in the twins also. Because how else would their parents know who they are? I don't know. There's always a slight difference between everybody. So be proud of yourself, who you are. Be proud of what you have. And don't compare yourself to anybody. You do it your way. Let them do it their way. Now, you can look at those people and if they're making tons of money, you can certainly find out how they're doing it and go for that. But you can't be that person. You can't be that person. So many people sit around and say, oh, look, he had better brakes. I wish I were like him. I wish I had this and anything. That's wishing your life away, and that's saying to this thing called God, you've made a mistake. And this thing called God does not make mistakes. Does not make mistakes. So, we can develop that kind of thinking. And that's what this teaching is about, to develop that type of thinking. Where we are absolutely sure that we are one with this thing called God. Absolutely sure. You know, not just half and all this stuff. That we're always expressing ourselves as an individual. That is another thing that sets people free. Once you become yourself, you are free. You don't care what other people think about you. You don't care how many people waste time and energy. Oh, I wonder what they think about me. They probably don't think much about you because they're thinking about their own selves most of the time. But don't do that. That's another mind trap that you fall into. And we waste this wonderful energy called mind in these nonsensical things. How that happens or why that happens, I do not know. But I do know that it is changing. And I know that this teaching can help change that type of thinking that's going on. So that it's just not a constant all the time. Talked earlier, I think, during this month about mind traps and so forth. I talked not only about comparison, I talked about the idea of expectation and so forth, and they have proven this up one side and down the other scientifically, especially in classrooms. If the teacher expects the students to do well, the students will do well. If they don't think the students are going to do well, the students will not do well. That is the power of the mind. So when you want somebody to do something for you, think good thoughts about them. Hold them in the highest esteem, and they will eventually get there. Why is that true? Because what's known in one point in mind must be known in all points of mind. You must know that. When I do spiritual mind treatment, I know what's true in my mind. If I know what's true in my mind, then I know what's true, has to be true in the other person's mind. People think that spiritual mind treatment means that you are healing somebody. You're looking at them and healing them. I'm never healing anybody. We do not do that. We heal ourselves. When I'm able to see that person the way that person should be, that person will become that. I think it was also Mary Baker Eddy. They asked her how she heals people. And she said, I never see a sick person coming towards me. I see a person that's whole and complete and perfect. You know, even if they're limping and have whatever they're doing, you cannot look at them. I think in the Bible it says never to look at the shriveled hand. If you're going to heal the shriveled hand, you can't look at it. You have to look at the good hand. You have to look at the good hand, not the shriveled hand. And most people concentrate on the shriveled hand. So see, when people come towards you, see them as whole and complete and perfect. Give up all those other ideas that go on in your mind, that they're a mess or whatever is going on in your mind. I know my mind certainly tells me, so, oh, that person, oh, God, oh. But I stop my mind from doing that, and I think different thoughts about them. Somehow, you have to come to the conclusion everyone is God. And just because that person is in that disguise does not mean that God isn't present. So God is present everywhere. And that's what we want to learn, that God is present everywhere. In unity, they say, there's not a spot where God is not. And that's what we want to remember. Very powerful, this mind. And if we keep going with the mind, and we keep making the scientists keep coming up with more and more information, I think one day, all human beings will be very smart. They'll be very clever and very smart because they'll know how to use their mind so that they're not suffering with what I call the nits and fleas of life. We all have little nits and fleas of life. Do we want to concentrate on those? No. We want to know that we can overcome. Everything that comes into our life, we can overcome it. And that is how we do that. And we do that by not comparing ourselves to anyone. When you compare yourself to anyone, you're going to get lost. You're going to go down the rabbit hole. Because the mind is going to tell you what? The three things that we learned last week. You're not enough, you don't have enough, and you don't do enough. The mind is always going to tell you those things. So tell yourself how wonderful you are. Tell yourself of all the achievements that you have made. You made it this far. And you will continue. You know, no one's had a completely perfect life. There had to be things that went on, you know, that didn't work. There had to be things. Oh, well, that didn't work. But you keep going, you let it go, and you try something else. But you try it with a different mindset. If you keep trying it with the same mindset, it's just going to keep repeating itself. And we see that constantly with people who keep marrying a different person. They have a different face, I should say, but it's the same person. same person, just a different face, because you haven't changed your mindset. You must change your mindset. What is the one thing that most people don't do about? They do not think they deserve it. You have to know that you deserve. That you are worthy and deserving of everything that comes into your life. And that you can ask for those things. Andy told a wonderful thing about getting the first class ticket. You finally said, I'm worthy to do this. I'm abundant. I'm prosperous. I'm worthy. I can do this. And you did it. I don't have to be crammed into this small seat. This is how you expand your consciousness. This is how you expand your thinking. And then you step out in that consciousness. And you take that risk. Now, something I'm going to say wonderful is going to happen for Andy, and the money's going to come right back to him. The money is going to come right back to him because he stepped out in consciousness and bought the first class ticket, upgraded himself. What is affirmation that I gave you years ago, and I use it constantly? Be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. Just write that one down. You remember, Devil. Be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. You can use that with anything. Selling property, getting a part in a movie or play. Anywhere. You have to be bold, and mighty forces will come to my aid. And they will, and it will happen that way. This is the power of the mind. But we have to use the mind correctly. We cannot fall into a mind trap where the mind tells us, ugh, you're nothing, you're worthless, this isn't happening, that isn't happening. That's just mind chatter. It means absolutely nothing. It means absolutely nothing unless you start to believe it. Don't believe it. Many times I've told you life is a do-it-yourself project and it's an inside job and you have to correct all that thinking. You have to do it. And you cannot blame it anymore on the outside world or your parents or whatever. You now know that you have a mind. You have a mind that has plasticity to it. You can change that mind anytime that you want. And because your mind has that power, and because your mind is plastic, you no longer have to believe that you are a product of genetics. I'm this way because of my whole family was this way. This is the way this goes and that. You're an individualized expression of God. Use that individual thinking that you have. Stop that old knowledge, that's completely old, outdated, antiquated knowledge that we think that we are our genes. We are not our genes. We may have inherited a lot of things from our family through the genes, but now we know that we can change that also. So you see, we are always free. We always are able to do something for ourselves. And that is what it's all about. Doing something for yourself. Not for somebody else, but for yourself. Because if you don't do that, then it's always going to be the blind leading the blind. And we see that around constantly. Well, I'm going to help you. Those people who want to help you can't even help themselves. How the hell are they going to help you? You can help yourself by changing your thinking, by stopping the mind from putting you in a trap of some sort. The trap of comparing, the trap of appearances. All those are mind traps. They do not work for you any longer. And you can't use all these things for excuses anymore. You see, you have to take your power and say, I'm the one that's causing everything. I'm the one that's causing everything that comes into my life. Everything that comes into my life comes into my life because of my thinking. And right here and right now, I'm only allowing thoughts to come into my thinking that heal me and bless me and prosper me. And then start to do that for yourself. Start to do that for yourself. Start out every day with the attitude of gratitude. That is a very powerful tool for the mind, the attitude of gratitude. It changes. It'll change your world if you start with that. And you don't have to do a long period of it. In the morning, if you just come up with three things that you're grateful for, just three little things that you're grateful for. One of them could be, I'm grateful I got up this morning. Now you only have two more to think of. But it changes your mindset. That is what we're trying to do. Because if you're not grateful for anything, your mind is not going to change. It's going to stay exactly the way it is. So, you have to look at life, your life, everybody's life. You look at life as a laboratory, and you're a scientist, and you're always experimenting with things. Oh, well, that one didn't work. Oh, well, this didn't work, but that worked, you see. You just keep experimenting till you figure the thing out. That's all it is. Years ago, a minister said, you just have to keep on trucking. Regardless, you have to keep on trucking. You just can't give up and put your head in the sand and say, oh, well, I can't do this, or this is the way life is. You have to start. Start with gratitude. And with gratitude, your mind will start to give up all those other things. It will start to be happy then. It will start to do all kinds. And you will not only feel that, you will see it around your own self. Gratitude is the most powerful tool that you can use. And we can all be grateful. We can be grateful all the time about something. Jerry, you just bought the new car, didn't you? And didn't you run into something tonight? Was there a scratch or anything on it? Now, weren't you grateful? You see? You just have to be grateful. Oh, I'm grateful for this. And it changes the whole thing. Changes the whole thing. So start in the morning doing those little things. And let's go back a moment and remember that exercise that I started 10 years ago for you people. Wonderful, wonderful me. You have to do that in the mirror because the mind does not want you to know how powerful you are, and it does not certainly want you to know that you're wonderful. And most people don't want to know that. And the mindset there is, oh, if I'm wonderful, I'll be conceited. And you know that's a dirty word, to be conceited. Well, you're not conceited. You're confident in yourself. There's a difference. And you are not telling a lie when you say that you are wonderful. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful being. So, wonderful and gratitude, all these things we have to do. The mind and the trap that we fall into is the mundane and the ordinary. And the ordinary. I'll talk just one moment about being ordinary. This happens in school. They want to make everyone the same. They want to make that when they do testing and so forth, well, that's an average, so that person's ordinary. Who wants to strive for ordinary? Who wants it? But tests are all about being ordinary. You have to go past that. You have to be extraordinary. You have to be extraordinary, not ordinary. The mind likes to settle for ordinary. It likes to settle for that. And the world likes to settle for that because it says, oh, well, then that person's normal. Everything is ordinary and normal. I never strive to be ordinary, and I certainly never strive to be so-called normal. Who wants that? It's a little boring, if you ask me. I know a lot of normal people, and they're absolute bores. You don't want that for yourself. You have a power in you to be able to accomplish anything that you want. Learn to use that power. Learn to see how absolutely powerful you are. And don't compare. And don't care what other people are thinking about you. It does not matter. Most people are jealous and they're selfish and they're all those things. You don't want to be that way. You're not doing anything to those people. That's there in their thinking. That's in their thinking, not in your thinking. Just love them and bless them and release them. Let that type of person go. Stay around people of like mind with the right mindset and so forth so that you can expand your consciousness. You can expand your thinking. We don't want to be around doomers and gloomers and all these people that are out there. We certainly could be if we wanted. I don't want to be around those people. I don't want to talk about that type of thing. I have people call me on the phone. I can't stand it. I say, oh, I have to go now. Because they want to complain about something. They want to talk about something that is not healthy for your mind. If you make the affirmation that only thoughts that heal me and bless me and prosper me come into my mind, and then you can't sit there and listen to everyone complain and tear that apart for you. But you can absolutely learn to think thoughts that only heal you and bless you and prosper you. Any of the other thoughts are not necessary. They're not going to bring into your life what you want. I just finished a 10-week session with a young man, and I said to him, what have you gotten out of this? Do you know now that you are not your mind? He said, well, yes, I sort of knew that, but he said, the thing that I got most out of was the idea if there's a trash over here, garbage over here, and flowers over here, which one am I choosing to look at? Which one am I choosing to look at? And that's what life is about, a choice. What are you choosing to look at? What are you choosing to think? So that young man, I was very impressed with him, and he's often got a job. He didn't have a job when he came to me, got a job in the whole works, simply because he was able to change his mindset. He was able to change his mindset. And that, you know, if it's that simple, you know, people want, big epiphanies and all. They want God to come down from heaven. They want a lightning bolt to strike them. If you can just, I'm not going to look at the garbage anymore. I'm going to look at the flowers. What? Oh, here we are. What a wonderful difference. Well, we held and held. We held and held. And
I know.
Then the
and
curtain had to
John
go up.
John is fainting and carrying on.
Oh, no.
But he insisted on coming.
Oh, no. Well, let's just hold him in perfect health. And let's see him now as whole and complete and perfect. I knew that that's going on.
I want everybody to know that the reason I'm late and the reason I'm upset, Paula beat me.
Yes. Well, once again.
It wasn't her fault. We watched the debate. I hadn't seen the debate.
Oh, did they start already?
And I jumped up too quick, and when I do, the blood pressure gets to me. So, no, it wasn't her fault. She's all there is.
Well. Okay. Well.
Sorry, we interrupted.
No, that's perfect. We're just chattering away here anyway about. No. I'm going to tell you another story about a young man that I'm have just I think this week will be the third time that he's coming to see me. And he's out of work also. And so I was giving him tons of affirmations and so forth on my little 3x5 cards. But I make him write them down. You know, the boy can write those down, never have to repeat them, and they're in perfect, the spelling and all. I said, do you know what a wonderful quality that is?
Really?
He said, no. I said, that is an absolutely wonderful quality. Hasn't anyone told you that? He said, well, I've always liked to be able to spell things correctly. I said, do you tell people when you go on a job interview that you can do that? Most people cannot do that, and they have to repeat it. You got everything perfectly, and the spelling is perfect. You have to put that. See, he never put that into his consciousness. His mind never allowed him to take credit for that. Never allowed him to take credit for that. Then I said to him, do you know another important quality that you have? And he said, no. I said, you're punctual. He comes 9 o'clock Thursday mornings. Exactly at 9 o'clock, the doorbell rings. Exactly. And he comes from Woodland Hills or someplace with the traffic and everything. Always. I said, now there are two wonderful qualities. Has anyone ever told you that? Do you know that about yourself? He said, no. Well, I said, let me tell you about the one about being punctual. They did a survey of successful people at Stanford University. And the number one quality that the people have that are successful, they arrive on time. They are punctual. So now he has two qualities. I said, go home now and find 8 more and bring 8 more back to me for more. Well, you know, when you have these different qualities, it doesn't mean you have other qualities.
Oh, I know.
You know? But for a young man not to know that that's a wonderful quality when he goes for an interview, why hasn't anyone ever told him that? And this is what life's all about, is telling people, seeing their qualities, and saying something about it. Saying something nice to people. Do you know that you have this quality? That's a wonderful quality. Oh, I never gave it a thought, you know. You have to see the qualities in people. But especially you have to see the qualities in yourself. Your mind is not going to do it for you. Unless you train it. That is another mind trap. It will not come up with 10 good things. If I ask you now for 10 good qualities, you would stammer and stutter. But if I said to you, could you come up with 10 bad qualities, your mind would say, oh yeah, I can do that. And you would list 10 bad qualities about yourself. It's true. Try it at home. The mind can quickly come up with all the bad things. It can never come up with all the good things. So you have to train your mind to come up with these things. So this young man, if nothing else, if he never comes back, he's learned two wonderful things that he never heard. I said, didn't your teachers ever tell you that? Didn't your parents ever tell you that? No. That was a talent that he had that he took for granted, and he thought everyone else was able to do that. You know that's a very rare quality. He never asked me to repeat it, and he writes the whole thing exactly out, and every word is spelled right. So, that tells me that he's a very good mind. So, he will do something. So, this is what we're talking about when we talk about mind. It's all these little traps, and one trap we're talking about comparing tonight. We never compare ourselves to anyone or anything, especially other people, because we're individualized expressions. And you can't. That's like comparing apples and oranges. You just can't do it. See, we're each an individual expression of God. That is, and we have to remember that and use that in our life. use that idea in your life. Because the mind wants to tell you always what? It always wants to tell you you're less than. You're less than the person, the other person. That person could, you know, do it better than I can. You know, so don't do that to yourself. Learn your qualities. See your qualities. Know that you're one with this thing called God. That this thing called God is very proud of you. God is very proud of you. You have to remember that you truly are the beloved in whom this thing called God is well pleased. God is very well pleased with you. And God is always well pleased with you. You are the one that is not well pleased with yourself sometimes. But you can change that. You can change your thinking. And that's the most wonderful thing to learn. That when you change your mind, you change your life. When we say that, change your mind, change your life, you change the outside of life. Because now you have a new mindset, you have new thoughts going on. So those things start to appear in front of you. They start to appear in front of you. What you think about, you bring about. What you think about, you bring about. I'll give you one example of how that works in the mind. If you're setting out to buy a new car, and you've never saw that car before, once you get that car, don't you see them all over town? Don't you see other people doing it? Do you see them? Do you see? Yes, you see it. That is how powerful your mind is. That is how powerful. So know this. That may sound like a little simple thing, but if you can do it with that, you can do it with anything. So it's where your focus goes, where your interest goes. Then that starts to pop up in your life. So change your mind, change your life. It's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.